Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the Executive Director of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. Caleb Bailey is here. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Mike. Really glad to be here.
It's nice to have you with us so that we can find out everything we want to know about the new season. And it looks like quite an exciting season by the beautiful trifold or quadruple-fold flyer that you gave me. I don't know what we want to call this.
That's right.
Kind of a, you know, very
technically
impressive.
It's a gatefold brochure.
A gate? Oh,
yeah,
I like
that's what
that.
They call it, because it opens up like a gate. So, and it shows you the whole season that we have in front of us. And I wish we had time to talk about the whole season, but we'll have to limit our selections today to the first three.
Well, I'm going to hold this up so the cameras can see this, so our people at home can see how beautiful it is. Now people are saying, I didn't know they had cameras. No, we don't really. But let's find out a little bit about last season before we get to this season. Everything went well? You're still here?
Everything was great. We had record attendance and really exciting season finale back in April. And we also did a free concert at Norwich, in Norwich at the St. Patrick's Cathedral of Mozart's Requiem. So that was a highlight for us. And over 800 people came out for that free concert. So
wow.
We did some really good things in the community, some great things on the Guard Arts Center stage where we primarily perform. And we're ready to celebrate our music director and conductor, Toshiyuki Shimada's 10th anniversary this year.
Excellent. 10th anniversary. Wow.
I don't know what gift we're supposed to give him, but we're giving him the season of his dreams. So we have some really exciting things, and we open pretty soon on October 26th.
Okay.
So the first concert I'd like to talk about is titled New Season, New World. And we have Solomia Ivakiv playing violin, and she's going to be doing Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto.
Now, which is she local?
She is a local. She's a faculty at UConn.
Okay.
But she's international. She's from Ukraine, and she tours. She's a soloist, and we just happen to have her here in our backyard.
Excellent. So, yeah, I thought I'd heard the name before. But,
Toshi is very close with her, so he invited her to play Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, which we haven't done in some time, and he's really excited to do. And then the kind of the big showpiece of the concert is Dvorak's New World Symphony. And what's interesting about this is that 10 years ago, that was what Toshi programmed on his audition concert.
Oh.
So it's what won him the job. It was the...
Comes around.
Typically, when you're doing a music director search, each music director candidate will choose their own program and conduct
right.
it. The audience gets to feel, you know, how they like the maestro. The musicians are definitely evaluating them. The board of directors are seeing how they can speak to an audience. You know, it's
sure.
multifaceted. So it was his lucky charm, and we are bringing it back because it's the new season, so the New World Symphony makes a lot of sense. And I thought we could maybe just start off by listening to a clip of that, maybe the entire second movement, which a lot of people will recognize, the going home theme played by the English horn. It's just gorgeous.
All right, we'll listen to that. It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll just put that piece in now and then take a short break and be back with more of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra is the subject of tonight's program. I'm Mike Mano, and happy to be sitting with Caleb Bailey, the executive director of the orchestra. And Caleb, I know that putting on concerts and charging ticket prices doesn't come close to paying what it costs to run an organization like yours. As a matter of fact, you even said you had a free concert that was had about 800 people attending it, and that
That's
didn't
right.
make you any money.
No. Well, and it does in some ways, in that we had the community give to the St. Vincent de Paul Soup Kitchen to sort of as a free will donation
right.
sort of thing.
Right.
But yeah, foundations, grants, corporate sponsors, and of course our individual donors, our subscribers who give, our attendees who decide to give us $50 here and there, it all goes to helping pay for the orchestra.
Right. I noticed that the concert next week is sponsored by Friends of the Symphony.
That's right.
That's mm-hmm. the individual donors that attend and give what they can, right?
Yeah, Friends of the Symphony are actually a volunteer group. So they're a core group that helps organize the gala, some of our fundraiser programs, and then they're just generous individuals who give to the Friends. So the Friends really as a group are probably like 200 people, and they're all helping to make the opening concert happen.
Excellent.
And then for our next concert, it's on Saturday, November 23rd, and it's going to be at 7:30 p.m. at the Guard Arts Center in New London, as all of our main concerts are. And that's going to be sponsored by ASA Environmental Products Incorporated and Firefly Farms. And they are also two close friends of ours, and they've been on the board or involved with the organization for many years, and small business owners that step up to the plate and really help us do what we do. So
great.
We really appreciate it.
It'd be nice to get some of the big businesses to do the same.
And we do have some of them as well. But for this concert, we're relying on our friends. And we're very excited to highlight our 2019 instrumental competition winner on this concert, Hannah Cho. So every March, we do a competition that draws students from all over the states, sometimes as far as California. They fly for this competition because the prize is so enticing, both what they get monetarily and then also the chance to perform with the symphony orchestra.
Sure.
So she won and performing the Brahms Violin Concerto. So after some discussion, even though we had done it, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, Toshi decided that it's okay to bring it back again, especially after the way that she played it. So we'll be hearing Brahms Violin Concerto on this concert, and we're really excited about that. But we're also going to be featuring our chorus. So we have a volunteer chorus that's part of our organization, and we are doing somewhat of an interesting program for them, not standard repertoire at all. The first piece that they're going to be joining us for is Bohemian Rhapsody. Yes, the Queen piece.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think you even call it a piece, you know, a jam,
right.
something
right.
is probably more appropriate. But it's been arranged, obviously, for a chorus and orchestra. So obviously it plays well to chorus because of the way that Freddie Mercury
sure.
did those multi-tracked vocals
yeah.
in throughout the piece, and it's got the operatic sections. It was one of those pieces that was just begging to be arranged and performed in that way. So we're really excited to do that. And then we're actually going to be doing a New London composer, Charles Frink, was a close friend of the orchestra, and actually in 1946, he was one of the first flute players as like a 15-year-old boy.
Hmm.
So he sort of grew up with the orchestra, knowing Victor Norman, who is our founding music director, and they worked together, and this was an NEA commission, and it is a sort of a tone poem, sort of folklore story about John Henry. And it involves the chorus and the orchestra again. So the chorus has a really pivotal role in our November concert. And then we're going to be doing Richard Strauss's Death and Transfiguration, which is one of his tone poems, and it sort of tracks the journey of a man through all the stages of life and reflecting on life and then, you know, transfiguration at the end. And when we looked at all the pieces, we sort of saw this theme that that's what happens in John Henry when he competes against the machine and wins, but then dies tragically. But it sort of tells the strength of man in able to overcome any sort of obstacle. And in Bohemian Rhapsody, people have debated what the lyrics mean back
right.
and forth, but it's clearly about someone who is facing these sort of trials and tribulations
mm-hmm.
of going to through death and that process. So it was a really interesting program that came together that Toshi put together. And he has such an eye and an ear for being able to make that stuff happen. So I think to sort of give a little bit of the flavor, we have two clips here. And I'd like to note that both are actually from the ECSO archives. So we have David Halen playing Brahms Violin Concerto, and then we have a clip of our orchestra playing Death and Transfiguration.
All right, we'll listen to those now.
Thank you.
Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra, subject of tonight's program. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Caleb Bailey, the executive director, and we've been finding out about a concert that's going to be next week on October 26th, and you can get information about that on their website. We're going to tell you how to do that a little bit later, and then was last set we talked about November 23rd's concert. And now we move on to next year.
That's right. So now we're in 2020, and our concert is going to be on February 1st, and we're calling this one All American Artistry. And it is sponsored generously by one of those larger corporations in our region, Dominion Energy. So we're really thankful to them for that. And this is called All American Artistry because we are featuring American composers of various different styles, as well as a bunch of different local legends in our area, including the New London Big Band, which is really primarily made up of Coast Guard band guys gals. So we've got them in our backyard, and we've been wanting to do a collaboration with them for a while. And as our patrons kept coming up to us after various encores that were from this era and saying, you know, I'd love to see a whole program that was that way. Sure. And Toshi put on his thinking cap and then said, you know what, there's a really good program in here somewhere where we combine Gershwin orchestral music, Ellington, Tommy Dorsey, Artie Shaw, but then also some of the classical era. So we're going to be featuring Florence Price, who was an African-American woman composer, one of the first to be recorded and sort of recognized as a legitimate composer in the 30s in America. So it's a really interesting program that he's arranged, and we're also going to feature our principal clarinetist, Kelly O'Connor. She's going to be doing Artie Shaw Clarinet Concerto.
Wow.
So there's a lot for everyone to sink their teeth into. And it shows the kind of collaborative spirit that we're trying to foster in our area, where we really look around and see, you know, rather than just bringing people from all over the place, which is also a good thing to do, let's highlight people who are right in our backyard, who are in our stage, who are in our in our musicians, who are on the stage every night, and let's put them to the front of the stage and let them, you know, show off what they can do.
Excellent.
So I think maybe we'll jump in with a clip of the concert, and Florence Price's Concert Overture Number 2 would be a good one to listen to.
Thank you.
Caleb, I want to make sure the people that listening have an opportunity to get to your website, order tickets, make donations, support the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra any way they can. And so how can they go about that?
There's a number of ways, as you might imagine. So you mentioned the website. That is www.ectsymphony.com. And you can purchase tickets from there. You can see our address, our phone number, and all those kind of details. But I would also give our phone number now, just in case someone would like to call us instead. And that is 860-443-2876. Give us a call. We're always happy to chat with anyone about their seat choices and figure out, depending on the concert, where they want to sit in the hall, because we can give you all the details of what's going to be on the stage and where you can best view it or hear it from. Mm-hmm. So I always recommend giving us a call if you can. And then if you purchase tickets online from our website, it basically takes you to the venue's website, which is guardarts.org, and then you'll be selecting your seat yourself from there. So there's a bunch of different ways you can do it. And then I would also encourage anyone to follow us on social media, especially Facebook or Instagram, because we do a lot of videos and clips of rehearsal and just behind-the-scenes footage, as well as important information about upcoming concerts. So find us there as well.
All right. Now, when they're buying tickets, they buy, like, next week's concert, October 26th, they buy the ticket for that, and then they buy another one for the 23rd of November and another one for February 1st, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a package deal or anything.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are going to go to three concerts, then I would encourage you to become a Pick 4 subscriber, because then you actually get some perks. You get some complimentary ticket vouchers. You get to choose your own seats, and you save a little bit of money versus buying them, you know, piecemeal. So depending on where you are and how many concerts you want to come to, if you want to come to at least four this year, and we have six total, then I would recommend doing it that way. And then, of course, our all six subscribers, they come to every single concert, and they get even more vouchers, they get better discounts, they get an exclusive season reveal event that we invite them to, and all sorts of stuff. So we try to really treat the people who support us the most really well, and we keep coming up with new ways to do that.
Excellent. All right. Well, check it out. And I want to thank you for coming in and bringing us up to date on the orchestra and what's going on in this concert season. Looks like it's going to be great. We have one more piece of music to listen to.
Think to take us out, we will hear a little bit of Artie Shaw's Clarinet Concerto, which again will be performed by our principal clarinetist, Kelly O'Connor, on February 1st. And we really hope to see you soon. Come hear some beautiful music with us this October 26th.
Excellent. Thank you, Caleb. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.